of it has to do with, it's sort of an overview of the entire focus of this work, and I'm going to try to go over it rather quickly and not ponder too much on any intellectual understanding of it, but just if there's a resonance in you, I want you to have a sense of the context of this work. So there's five core principles of living compassion. Yeah, let me just start with one. There is this fundamental basic life energy or life force that is a unity in all of life. And it is a totality that includes all dichotomies and polarities. And there is only one life force. That's the principle. There are not two. There isn't one that's good and one that's evil. So it's the totality. That's the first principle. The second principle is that this life energy, this life force, moves in and through the human being. So it runs through every dimension of life, you know, but on the bandwidth of the human being. This is a life force that animates all of life and the human being. So every action is an expression of this life force, this life energy. So that's the NVC principle, is that everything that we do is an expression of our needs, is consistent with this principle. So everything we say, everything we think, everything that we do is actually this life energy being expressed. And one of the most fundamental ways that we can connect to it is through the heart, that this life energy manifests through the heart as a longing or yearning. And further, then it manifests as universal human needs and valuing. That's principle number two. Number three is all suffering results from the obstruction of this life force. Suffering is when we are experiencing any kind of disconnected, tight, constricted, painful experience in relation to life, taking the form of fear and withdrawal, anger and aggression, or some kind of frozen, stuck state. Principle number four is that compassion is what liberates the energy caught in suffering. So compassion, as I define it, is that unconditional space of acceptance and allowing, which allows the deep unmet needs and unfulfilled values that is our wounding, allows that to be released and allows the energy that's caught in the unfulfilled needs to be free, to be liberated, and to be lived. Principle number five is that when this life energy is liberated, it naturally goes out into life, seeking connection, communion, expressing creatively, living joy, love, service, and compassion. So it's a life force that engages, that lives in relationship, in a creatively engaging way. So that's the five principles. What goes with that is a sense of my own experience and understanding of the relationship between needs and our spirituality, what I call our spirituality. There is a handout that describes this. The title of it at the top is The Unfolding of Essence to Needs and Values. If we were to look at who we are as an essential human being, our true nature, what it is that our essence is, that would be the source. You can say that's spirit or human essence, our essential being. That is the very source of our spirituality. And when we feel into and identify what I call the qualities of this being, we find the energetic qualities of love, creativity, compassion, service, clarity and wisdom, and a number of other essential qualities. How we access the qualities of spirit is through the heart, through our deepest longings and yearnings. We long for freedom, we long for love, we long for meaning and belonging, and it's through the longings that we can access what is most essential to us as our human needs. What we value and need in life manifests in all of life, and it has that thread of energy that runs through the heart all the way to the spirituality of our being. And there's a quote at the bottom of that that I enjoyed. Somebody shared with me many years ago from David Spangler. The quotation is, "Needs are the holes in heaven through which God's light shines." So for me, the essential core element of nonviolent communication has always resonated as that which is the spirituality that which is the most essential between human beings. I just wanted to share that model as a way of contextualizing the spirituality of our human needs. A quick question or response from those two items that I shared. Does anybody have any need for clarity or response to it?
What I'd like just a quick review of is when it came to moving from the longings of the enemy and the heart to the needs and values, would you be able to give language to that one more time?
For me, the essence is the source of all of those essential qualities. For example, compassion, that we are naturally compassion is a principle. We are naturally creative and giving. Those are parts of our nature. And how we access that, beyond it being a philosophical kind of idea, is it's something that's felt, and we feel it through the longings of our heart. What we most deeply long for and yearn for are these qualities. And these longings and yearnings manifest as our needs. For example, if I were to view, and sometimes I do, that love is that energy that is the most essential quality and energy that we long for. And so in life, when I engage in my relationships with people and my relationships with life at all, in general, all the specific needs that we identify through NVC, for me, can be an expression of love. So if I value support, and for me, support is love takes many forms. So it would be love in the form of support, love in the form of respect or understanding, love in the form of collaboration, love in the form of compassionate, non-judgmental acceptance. So that's a way that I hold this. I'm wondering if that's helpful.
It's totally resonant duty for me, so thank you
yeah.
very much for taking
yeah.
the time to do that.
Great. I want to add that the notion of human needs can be seen as a psychological construct that helps human communication. And I think as such, that's an accurate expression of it. And yet there's a certain depth and richness to the quality of needs when we feel it deeply. That takes it beyond the psychological and the communication construct, and this is how I'm holding it.